they have raw sugar, refined sugar, they have better cook it.
Were they packing it? They put it in.
Well, the sugar itself was some of it was handled in a raw sugar form, and a lot of it was what they call hog head and stuff. They pack it and
hog head.
Yeah, that was 200-pound. There was a 200-pound barrel. It was mostly barrels. They filled out a hog head. 220 pounds of these hog head. They would fill it in those barrels, and that's what they handled. They rolled. They had guys to handle those barrels, roll it on a car, and put it on a railroad, and get it out of there.
What ran around the barrel always stays in place, I guess?
Well, they had metal, though.
Metal.
Mm-hmm. Regular barrels with metal rings around.
Hooks.
Regular barrel with metal rings around.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then a lot of that other stuff, like the syrup and all, they made syrup and laquit. There was a sugar before it was when it was still in liquid form.
Did you use that to eat?
Oh yeah, we used to take that and use it for cooking and all. Mm-hmm. Make cakes and stuff like that with it. Syrup cakes or lockweed cakes or whatever it was. When folks used to use that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you were coming up, what sort of, would y'all have get-togethers much around, or did you play games?
Well, everybody, you're talking about the kids?
Yes, sir.
It wasn't too many games. We played ball and stuff like that, small, you know. Different ball games. Whenever we killed a hog, we had football games.
Ready to kill a hog?
Mm-hmm. We'd get together, all of me and old Type and all of them. We used to use the hog bladder, see? That's why they call it pigskin today. That hog bladder was with the football. I'm talking about, you can't bust one of them, partner. You blow it up, you got something on your hand. You can fall on it like you want. It's better than football.
You just tie the end of it?
Yeah. Double it back and tie it.
You look like a big enough man to play football.
Okay. Yeah, we played ball, baseball. When we got time.
Were there any other games that, like, when you were younger that you played here with other kids at night?
There wasn't too many night games going on. Most people were to bed at night. Mosquitoes or something would eat you up if you tried to.
They were bad.
Yeah, you get under a mosquito nest and get out of sight.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was either gone or dead.
You had a lot more animals here? Or did you have more deer or things like that here?
No, our deer ran in cycles. My grandfather, and he said that ever since they had been here, ever since they'd been in this country, down the grass, everything the same way. You could figure about every 8-year cycle with your deer, 7 to 8 years. You'd have a bundle of deer and disease hit them and die off. You had coons the same way. And when I was real young, there wasn't too many deer. They had a few, but they were scarce. But they just kept getting up, and then all of a sudden they died out. And then now we got pretty good many deer again. I guess we're about ready to have another pretty good episode of them dying down again.
Yeah.
Squirrels the same thing. Yep.
Did you hunt when you were coming up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fish?
Between time.
What would you fish around here?
Shoot, you could fish right in the bottom. Whenever you get the rain like right now, you go right there anywhere the water was coming out, drop a minnow out there. You go along and catch your minnow, throw it out there and catch your bass or sackley or brim or something. Catfish, we fish catfish. Gasbagoo.
Mm-hmm. And you fish in one of those, in a piro?
Oh, we fish off the bank most of them.
Yeah. Did people make those around here?
Yeah.
And they'd always test them out before they were going to